The GOP weighs in on the economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Breakdown. Our economy one step at a time and Marketplace's special look at jobs and getting America back to work. President Obama will lay out his big job creation plan tonight when he addresses Congress. Last night, we heard from the Republicans hoping to replace the president after next year's election. We're going to dig into some of the economic thought that came up in the Republican debate now with our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with jobs and Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. In the debate last night, he was talking about welfare and jobs. Here he is.
John Kennedy said that the most powerful welfare reform program was a job, and that's what we need to get focused on in this country today.
Now, Governor Perry has come under fire for a lot of the jobs that were created in Texas during his tenure were low-wage jobs, but isn't a low-wage job better than no job at all?
Oh, absolutely. Look, there's not an economist that I can think of, and I live in this economic universe, whether liberal, mainstream, conservative, that wouldn't agree with what President Kennedy said and what Governor Perry said, which is that the best welfare program is a job. The question is, how do you get those jobs? And then later on, there's a question about the quality of those jobs. But yes, the best welfare program, a job.
So is there a problem with Governor Perry saying, I had this great job creation record in Texas, even if a lot of those were low-wage jobs?
Well, there you start getting into the questions about the price of those low-wage jobs. One, there's a high unemployment rate. There's a real concern about the steep high school dropout rate in Texas. And remember, we exist in a global economy. And what is our comparative advantage? What does our edge really exist in? That is education, knowledge, skill. So these are the questions that start being raised, not just partisan questions, but these are economic questions as we look forward to what kind of an economy will we be.
All right. Well, let's turn to Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Fed. And here is Governor Mitt Romney talking about him.
I think Ben Bernanke has overinflated the amount of currency that he's created. QE2 did not work. It did not get Americans back to work. It did not get the economy going again. We're still seeing declining numbers in prior quarter estimates as to what the growth would be.
So he says he wants to fire Ben Bernanke. What do you make of his criticism of the Fed?
I think a lot of economists would disagree with the criticism of the Fed. The Fed has taken extraordinary actions in order to shore up the economy. There's a big debate about whether the Fed is overreached, but there's not a whole lot of inflation out there right now. Inflation's pretty tame. And the other point is, by the way, you can't fire the chairman of the Fed. The Fed president can be really mad,
right?
Really mad. I mean, really mad. But that's like being mad at a Supreme Court justice. You can't fire them.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Chris, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up across Europe and Asia this morning, about 0.8% higher in London right now. Reuters is reporting that Facebook's revenue doubled in the first half of this year to $1.6 billion. That comes from an unnamed insider. Facebook won't officially comment on that figure. On Wall Street yesterday, the big ups and downs continued. This time, though, to the upside. The Dow jumped 275 points, about 2.5%, to close at 11,414.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
All this week, we're looking at how the 9/11 terror attacks have changed business and the economy. Before the attacks, the biggest security concern for cargo shippers was theft. That's obviously not the case anymore. Companies that ship around the world have developed new systems to better detect threats and inspect billions of tons of goods every day. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports.
Everything about the Port of Los Angeles is larger than life. But for each cargo ship that looms like a skyscraper, there's now a tiny vessel tethered alongside.
That's one of our port police boats.
Ron Boyd is police chief at the port. He says since 9/11, police, Coast Guard, and other agencies tag along with cargo on the water. When the huge metal containers get plucked off the ships, more checks, some for suspicious cargo, others random. They don't look at everything, but they're looking much more closely.
They're going to go through with the X-ray machine and look at those containers intrinsically. They'll be able to tell if there's a small handgun in there.
There being a densely packed 40-foot container. Security scans for invisible threats, too, like radiation. Port Executive Director John Holmes says there's been a big post-9/11 learning curve.
There are a lot of products that give off radiation that are not dangerous. Kitty litter, bananas, ceramics.
But the most precious cargo is actually people, the tens of thousands of passengers who board cruise ships at ports. Since 9/11, scuba divers check cruise ship hulls for bombs. Sea marshals ride along with some partying passengers. Police Chief Boyd says seaports are not like airports. Here, the public doesn't see the added security.
Folks who are here on vacation, they don't necessarily want to see a heavy sense of security. So it is a little bit of a difference.
All the new security has cost millions. The huge scanning machines, new boats, hundreds of hidden cameras. Not to mention more workers on the payroll, says Port Executive John Holmes.
The port has created hundreds and hundreds of jobs in this area of security.
Some ports charge new fees to pay for it, or they've upped the rent for clients.
The new normal, that's the cost of doing business.
It's a cost that's here to stay. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
And finally, to two notable items from this week's firing of Yahoo CEO Carol Bartz. First of all, she was fired over the phone, which just seems wrong. You don't break up over the phone, or at least you shouldn't break up over the phone. You probably shouldn't fire someone by phone. But perhaps more interesting was her post-firing email to the entire Yahoo staff. The last line of the email is, "Sent from my iPad." Maybe she's in line for a job at Apple. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Consider Republicans and jobs. Yeah, everybody talks about Ronald Reagan, but what about this guy?
Warren G. Harding, who absolutely did nothing. He drank a lot, played a lot of golf. Rumors had it he had quite a few girlfriends, but he let markets work.
Oh, my. I'm Kai Rizdahl, Jobs and the GOP. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.